Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Tassel to Tassel Radio, the weekly broadcast designed to address your academic concerns as a first-year college student. I'm Dr. Deidre, and I'll be your guide to get college ready. This evening's broadcast is all about making summer plans. If you are a college student with a question or comment, please submit it through the chat room on our Blog Talk Radio page. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Deidre. A very smart woman once told my freshman students that last summer was their last free summer. She was right. From this point forward, you are charged with using every summer to propel your academic and career aspirations forward. Summer is no longer a break. It's a chance for you to maximize your college experience by participating in programs, employment, or volunteer activities that will provide more insight into your career choice. Sometimes what you do during the summer can help confirm that you're on the right track, and sometimes it can let you know that what you initially chose wasn't for you, and you may need to switch it up a bit. Either way, I want you to use your summer productively. I need to take a class. I have to catch up, Dr. Eatman, is what you say. I say, take the class later. Good experiences outweigh taking an extra semester to graduate if what you're trying to do is catch up. The caveat to this is if not taking the class prevents you from moving forward and making progress towards your major. Now, in that situation, take the class. However, if this is not a situation, let's get started. One of the first places you can begin your summer research, your search, rather, for a summer opportunity is through your campus's career services office. They will have a database there of summer opportunities for you to search. Usually it's electronic, and that is wonderful for you. However, if it's not electronic, you may have to do a little research within your major to find the top graduate programs and graduate schools and employers for your major before you can begin looking at summer opportunities within each one. It's also a good idea to ask your major advisor if they know of anything in regard to summer opportunities or experiences for undergraduates. Now, if you're in a STEM field, the science, technology, engineering, or mathematics, the National Science Foundation, or NSF for short, has summer research programs all across the country to help students gain experience. These research experience for undergraduates, or REUs, have been offered for years, and they're a wonderful foray into research. I actually did one while I was an undergrad, and it helped me decide that I wanted to attend graduate school. I didn't know much about graduate school at the time. I was a first-generation college student without a lot of information, and when someone encouraged me to apply for the REU, I did it, and after getting my first taste of research, I was hooked. I knew by the end of that summer that I wanted to attend graduate school. I also knew at the end of that summer who some of my references would be when it came time to get my letters, but that's another episode. Now, if you attend a research institution, then your instructors are probably advertising for student employees on a regular basis. The key is finding something that doesn't require a large amount of background knowledge because you are a freshman after all. Unless you are bringing in earned AP credits, most freshman students don't have a lot of coursework in their major to prepare them for their first summer position. However, there are programs and internships and volunteer opportunities designed specifically for students in that situation to help them get started. They may be harder to find, and they're probably very competitive because everyone wants to have their first experience, including you. So remember, go to your career services office, your major advisor, and also check within the student arm of your professional organization. So whether you are a business major, an engineer, a scientist, humanities, or pre-law, there should be a professional organization, within that particular field and a student portion of that professional organization. If you're an active member in the organization, You will be made aware of some opportunities that are available to members through either an email listserv or website listings or something of that nature. So if you have not done so already, set aside time to look and to apply for these different positions that are listed through your student organizations. Now, when you apply, you have to submit a really good application, and submitting your application should be taken as seriously as any academic assignment. We'll actually talk about that next week, and I'll provide suggestions for doing it well. But for now, find the position. Use the resources that are available at your institution, both in campus units like the Career Services Office and academic advising, and also then use some of your extracurricular activities to try to identify things that you can do over the summer. But whatever you do, find at least one, if not two, preferably three, different positions, experiences, or jobs to which you can apply. And we'll talk about good application next week. So that's it for this evening's broadcast. Tassel to Tassel is here to help you get a better understanding of college life and to help you successfully make the shift from high school student to college student. If you have any questions or comments before next week's show, please submit them through my website, www.tasseltotassel.com, or you're always free and encouraged to send me a direct email. My email address is dr.deidre@tasseltotassel.com. Also, check my blog, tasseltotassel.blogspot.com, to get more information and suggestions. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you'll join me next Monday at 6:30 Eastern Time, when our topic will be applying for a summer position. Now, let's get college ready.